This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Matter of fact, I seen just this last week. Thanks, guys. As a matter of fact, I believe that I brought it up during the beginning of the week. Alex Jones, man, maybe we need to get him on the show. Maybe we need to brawl it out a little bit. I'm glad for the good things that the guy's done, but there's a lot of questions that have been brewing around this guy for a long time. Matter of fact, David Icke, just came out recently and called him a shill. It's interesting. He's calling himself the most censored man on the internet. And yet he's got these mad numbers coming into his organization, which is almost unexplainable. And he's got this whole network set up on his own dime, which is mega money. And before you know it, all the major networks are picking him up and promoting him, not demoting him. How's he being censored, Tucker Carlson? How's he being censored, Piers Morgan? I mean, is anybody, it's the same thing with going on with these politicians that say they're under attack. They're not under attack. They're fleecing their constituents that believe that they're under attack. My goodness. Hey, folks, listen, if I just went along to play the game, I got to tell you, I'd be as wealthy as any other clown that's being used for their own demise. But I'm not that guy. It's never been about the money. It's always been about the truth. We're not gonna sacrifice the truth to appease men. No, we're not going to be guilty of sacrificing any portion of truth. Never. Why? Because I didn't die to give it. I'm honoring the one that did. And if I'm born of him and I'm his little brother, then guess what? I'm going to act just like him because I'm born of his spirit. And yet, you know, let me just stop right there because I want to say this too, because I hear this nonsense. I seen Alex say it the other day in passing. I see other conservatives in passing talk about their Christian faith, but spew out the nonsense that they spew out of divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. Don't sit there and tell me that you're born again. Don't sit there and tell me that you're a Christian. When you sit there and act out the way that you act out, no way. No way. Matter of fact, that leads perfectly into what I want to highlight. I just did an article this morning. There's no excuse, and this explains much. Recently, I had seen a short media piece where a man made a very good point and then a very bad point simultaneously at the same time. He said that, and it was a good analogy. He said that when somebody plays Beethoven poorly, he said, who do you blame? He said, you don't blame Beethoven. You blame the player that is playing him badly, do you not? Of course. So when somebody said he plays Christ poorly, who do you blame? You don't blame Christ. You blame the people that play Christ poorly. And just like the apostates found within the walls of the American church today, What does he do? Instead of correcting himself and repenting of his transgressions, in his little analogy or his parable, he goes on to make excuses for his lack of obedience to the very God that he says that he loves. He goes on and he says this: none of us as Christians play Christ perfectly. Herein lies the first mistake. We are saved by grace. We do not save ourselves by works. Just remember what I just told you. We're saved by grace. We do not save ourselves by works. Okay, we're saved by grace through faith in that not of ourselves that is the gift of God. Okay, Ephesians 2:8. Hold on right there. Herein lies his first mistake. He then goes on and says that we're all fallen, which is true. If we weren't fallen, he said, we wouldn't need a Savior. This is true. He's exactly right. But Scripture does not teach us, if we are saved by grace, that we succumb to our sins. But rather, we are saved by the grace that overcomes our sins. Hey, folks, the truth, if you want it, you have to dig it out. If you want the gold, sometimes you have to dig deep. Pay attention, I'll say it slow. Understand how this works. Those that are born of the Spirit and those that are not. John 3:6, make distinction between the flesh and the Spirit. You'll understand perfectly. Scripture does not teach us, if we are saved by grace, that we succumb to our sins. Not at all. That's using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Galatians 5:13. But rather, we are saved by the grace that overcomes our sins. What does Scripture say? Well, in 1 John 2:14, it tells us, I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong. And listen carefully, all of you excuse makers. And the word of God abideth in you, and you have, listen carefully, 1 John 2:14, have overcome the wicked one. Who is 1 John talking to? There's 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, same author. Who is he talking to? Those that are born of the Spirit of God. He's not talking to everybody. He's talking to the church. Okay? What did he say? He said, I have written unto you, those that are born of the Spirit of God, young men, because you are strong and the Word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. And when you look in 1 John 3:5-10, what does it say? Listen carefully. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. Who? Jesus. And it tells us, and in him is no sin. Matter of fact, he even told the religious hypocrites of the day, let me stop. Jesus is our example. He's the one that said, follow me. I am the light of the world. Okay? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. I'm first in John 8:11-12, and then I'm also in John 14:6. Who are we supposed to follow? Hebrews 13:7, the Bible says we're to follow those that have gone before us in the faith. We're supposed to follow, listen carefully, the author and the finisher of our faith. Right? Hebrews 12:2. He that hath begun a good work in us will finish it. How does he finish it? Well, he finishes it by grace because we're saved by grace. Okay? But this is what I want you to check out. Jesus was manifested to take away our sins. How do professed Christians in America say that they're Christians when they remain in their sins? The question that I have for you is, where's the grace? And it goes on, and in him is no sin. Remember in John 8:46, when Jesus said to the Pharisees, which of you convinceth me of sin? They couldn't. Why? Because he was the Lamb of God who was perfect, holy, and was spotless. He was pure. He was without sin. He is our example, not sin as our excuse. We're going to come right back. Boy, that went really quick. We're going to pick it up right after this, and we'll go right back to this analogy. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, you know what? Here it is. Do you care about what's in your food in the natural? I mean, isn't it amazing how we'll go into a restaurant and we'll just trust the cook? We've never met him a day in our life. But when we come to the Word of God, we question everything. It reminds me of one time we were, I have friends that are pilots. I have like four of them that are pilots, military guys. And one particular pilot, I remember he told me once, he was flying the NBA back and forth across the country. It was a team. I think it was the Chicago Bulls. And he said, Bradley, you know, they all come in and they're all cool. And he said, one of our engines went out one time on a 737. And he said, I've never seen so many babies in all of my life. It's amazing how when they think that they might, you know, when they lose control, how they act. And he said, and I'm just saying this in passing, friends, but he said, I've never seen so many grown men act like a bunch of babies in all of my life. But here's the point I want to make. Again, just like the food analogy, isn't it interesting? We go into restaurants and we eat food that people that we've never met before prepared it for us. They prepared it for us. We never met them. And we eat it. We trust them. We drink whatever they make for us. It's the same thing when you get in an airplane. You get up on an airplane, you go 33,000, 35,000 feet. You're allowing a man to fly you from point A to point B. You never met him a day in your life. But yet, we have a problem trusting the sovereignty of our God, our Creator. I mean, if we're His, it's not like He's just going to, you know, drop us and leave us out to, you know, for a better way of saying it, hang out to dry or be left to ourselves. That's not who He is. He's faithful. Regardless, in many cases, if we're faithless, He still remains faithful. And the point that I want to make is I'm going back because when I wrote this article, which I had up before, but I just really started to dissect it, I almost overthink things because I want to think from every aspect that a person may think from. I want to put myself in their position, and I want to be able to work it out where I can give them the answer scripturally. And I was going through this, and I was reading through it before I posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and as I was going through it, it was pretty simple to understand. And so I read it, and I said, what are your thoughts? And I said this to my wife. And she said, that was good, and we kind of went over a couple things, you know, just where she, you know, because I want her to understand what I want others to understand. And I said, do you get that? Do you understand? Yes. Okay. And if she didn't, then I'd say, okay, I'll word it this way so people can understand it. Well, I started going through it probably the fourth or the fifth time. And so I started thinking deeper than most people think. And that doesn't make me better. I'm in there because I want to know more. I want to know how am I unified? How am I joint heir with Christ in all things? I want your mind in all things. I want your heart in all things. I want to be led by your spirit in all scenarios, in all cases. I can't just pray that the Lord does it for me without me preparing myself. You know, as they say, when the pupil is ready, the master will appear. I want to be ready for the master at all times. For you. And so I'm going through it, and I reread it to my wife because I added some things to it, which I'm going to share with you throughout the rest of the show. And she said, well, I think you're just getting kind of deep on me now. And it's like, well, I want to go deep. I want to take these seeds. I want to plow deep, and I want to plant the seed very deep. Put that up against Hosea 10:12. And... And so I almost, like I said, overthink these things, but I'm doing this for the purpose that I want you to think in a way that you haven't thought, but I also want to think a little bit further than maybe you have thought to give you the answers to get you to the next stage. Okay, so I'll slow down on my roll, and I'll make it that you understand it before I go to the next point. I also want to say this because I want you liberated in Christ. I can put it real simply. The way to break sin off of your life is to unite with Christ. Period. It's just that simple. Most people are not there. They need to be unraveled. Well, when I bring it to the Word, that's what I'm doing, is I'm unraveling you if you have ears to hear and eyes to see. So let me go on here and go back to the topic, because I was just highlighting the fact that there was an apostate. He's left his Christ because he was looking for an excuse to remain in his sin, and I'm about a third of the way through right now because it gets worse. He was making a very good point, and at the same time, he was making a very bad example. That's the better way of saying it. And he did this simultaneously. And I'll start it over again. He said that when somebody plays Beethoven poorly, who do you blame? You don't blame Beethoven. You blame the player that is playing him badly, do you not? Yep, and a great analogy. Okay, and then he said, when somebody plays Christ poorly, said he, who do you blame? You don't blame Christ, you blame the people that play Christ poorly. What he's trying to say is you don't blame Christ for the lack of Christianity. You don't blame Christ for what Christ condemns, but you see this happen all day long. And it happens because of their ignorance. They don't know what the Word says. They don't know that Christ condemned that. Okay? And really what it comes down to is an issue of the heart. How much do you love the truth? How much don't you care about the truth? But I went on and highlighted what he said. He went on and he said, none of us Christians play Christ perfectly. And then I made the point that we're saved by grace. We don't save ourselves by works, which brings up the point. And if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. What brings up the point is the only person that's going to understand that is those that are born of the Spirit of God. Why? Because free will was brought up earlier when I was test running this article with my wife. And I said, there's a difference between free will, man's free will, and God's will. Because when it comes down to free will, there is no such thing. Yes, you have a free will to go to work. Yes, you have a free will to feed your horses and your pigs and your cows, to milk the cows, so on and so forth. But you don't have a free will to do His will. When your will is His will, then you have a free will, and not until then. And you can't sign up to have His will. You can only submit to it. And it's like Paul in Acts 9, it wasn't his will to serve Christ. It was his will to persecute Christians until he was knocked down by that light where Christ said to him, "Why do you kick against the goads?" And he was instantaneously converted right there on the spot. So no longer was Paul living unto himself, but now he was living unto the will of Christ. It's the same thing with Peter in John 21. Do you remember when Jesus said to him, he said, "Do you love me?" And Peter said, "Yes. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." He asked him again a second time. Peter said, "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." The third time he brought it up, Peter's getting jacked. That means angry, right? And he says, "Do you love me?" And Peter again says, "Lord, you know that I love you." In other words, he's probably getting to the point like, "Why are you asking me this?" Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." It's about the people. It's not about you. And then he said to him, "When you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted to go. But when you're old, another will take you and drive you whithersoever you don't want to go." That's the will of God. See, so there's a lot of people out there that are in the church, especially in the pulpits, that are giving you scripture according to them, their carnal understanding, and their will, not to the mind of Christ and to the will of God being led by the Spirit. They conflict. There's a lot of do-gooders out there here. Okay, so this is here. I'm doing it right now, guys. Here, I'm doing it right now. I want you to listen to this. This is Paul in Romans 7, and I want you to listen to what he says. He says, "I find then that when I would do good, evil is present with me." He said that he finds himself when he wants to do something that he doesn't want to do, he does. And when he finds something that he does want to do, he doesn't do it. But what he doesn't want to do, he does do. That sounds confusing to those that don't think, but the fact of the matter is, understand the operation of the Spirit. What direction did the Spirit of God bring Paul to in conclusion to the point that he was making to us in Romans 7? He said, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" Okay? Then he said, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin." Did Paul submit himself to sin? Nope, he never did. Nope, he never did. What are you talking about? Well, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:27, he said, listen carefully as to what grace does. "But I kept under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway." He said, "I'm not going to play the hypocrite. I'm going to obey the grace that's been given unto me." And Romans 6 tells us that we've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. That's obedience to the grace that's working on or through us to the Word of God. Boy, I hope that's clear. 1-866-582-9933.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. news update.
It is something that sadly can be expected of such a chaotic battlefield where the enemy constantly and systematically uses civilian clothing while they are fighting.
That's IDF spokesman Jonathan Conricus as he tells reporters Israeli soldiers misidentified three hostages as enemy combatants and sadly shot and killed them in the heat of battle in Gaza. In other news, here in the United States, it's winter, Americans are indoors, and germs are spreading. USA's John Schaefer now with an alert from the CDC, where the director, Dr. Mandy Cohen, pushing vaccines.
The CDC is alerting healthcare providers about the urgent need to increase efforts in administering flu, COVID-19, and RSV vaccines. In an alert, the agency expressed concern that low vaccination rates, coupled with a rise in respiratory disease activity throughout the U.S., could potentially strain healthcare capacity.
Laura Winters, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, folks, we're already an hour and a half into this guy. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to get back over to this Beethoven analogy because it's important that you do. Again, understand that when we started this out, there was a guy that was doing, I got the film, I got the video, and it's like I just wanted to dissect it line upon line, precept upon precept, in sharing what I want to share with you. He starts out, gives a great point. He was trying to give a great point, and then at the same time, simultaneously, started to give off a negative, a bad point. And he said, again, somebody plays Beethoven poorly, you don't blame Beethoven, you blame the person that's playing Beethoven bad, right? And then he goes on and says, well, somebody plays Christ poorly, he said, you don't blame Christ, you blame the people that are playing Christ. Well, that doesn't make any sense because you don't play Christ, that's a Pharisee, okay? That's somebody that's not saved by grace. There's a big distinction there. But I understand the point that he's trying to make, in all fairness, okay? And then instead of this guy correcting himself and repenting of his transgressions because he comes up with his excuses, as I'm about ready to share with you, he goes on and says that none of us as Christians play Christ perfectly. So what he's doing is he's preaching an imperfect Christianity. Okay? And again, what he's doing is this is a false convert. This is modern gospel. He's never repented of his sins, as you'll see in just a moment, but yet he's preaching from the pulpits across the country. Read John 10:12, okay? So his first mistake was we are saved by grace. Ephesians 2:8. We don't save ourselves by works. Okay? He then goes on to say we're all fallen. If we're or weren't fallen, we wouldn't need a Savior. So he's right away, he's going right to his excuses and using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. I said this is true, but Scripture does not teach us that if we're saved by grace, that we come to our sins, but rather we are saved by grace that overcomes our sins. And then I gave you 1 John 2:14 where it says the Word of God abideth in us, and we have overcome the wicked one. That's what grace teaches. And then we went over to 1 John 3:5-10 where it tells us that he was manifested to take away our sins. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get to the point what I really want to bring about in a big way, bringing the hammer down. The Bible says, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as Christ is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. How come we never talk about these scriptures in the Church of America? He ends it in 1 John, in this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Okay, he just told us to make distinction again. Hey friends, Christ is not glorified by them that remain in a state of sin. Just the opposite. Those that have been delivered from their sin, does grace glory? Not the other way around. But where sin abounds, grace did much more abound, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace through righteousness unto eternal life by Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans 5:20-21. You know, if people would read their Bibles for themselves, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in today, in any sense of the word. They would know the difference between those that are in the church that are the goats and those that are in the church that are actually the sheep. You can know them by their bleedings, and you know them by their fruits, right? I want you to listen to this. Most people don't take the time to know this as well. When you read in Titus 2:11-14, what does Scripture say of grace? Listen carefully. He defines it. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation, liberation from sin, hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust. It didn't say to make excuses for why you remain in that sin. No, he's telling you what grace does. And what does it teach us? Denying ungodliness, denying worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay, what's important about that? Well, what does he say next? Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us. How? Through his blood, from all iniquity, lawlessness, and purifying to himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. That's what grace does. Remember King David, a man after God's own heart? Remember when he said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee? Did anybody read in the book of 1 Samuel or 2 Samuel or in the book of Psalms where King David made excuses for his sin? Or did you continuously see him repent for his sins? Did you see him repent for his shortcomings? Did you see that in Scripture? Because that's what I seen. I seen a man that understood the holiness of the Lord. I see a man who made a big mistake with Bathsheba. And he turned from his sin never to go that direction again. Right? Yeah, that's a repentant man. Read Psalm 51, verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. O Lord, thou wilt not despise. Also take that to 34:8 of Psalms and Isaiah 66, verse 2. Until a man despairs of himself, he's not ready to receive grace. This man right here is not despairing of himself. He's making light of the grace of God. He's making light of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. What are you talking about? Well, Jesus, he who brought forth grace and truth in John 1:14, is a Savior from our sins, again, not in our sins, Matthew 1:21. In fact, this, going back to this apostate, giving this analogy, he went on and said to another man, and during a public debate, this is what this guy said as a professing Christian. He said, I'm a hypocrite. I can't live up to what Jesus said, but if I could, I wouldn't need him. How shameful. Everything about this man promulgates and exhibits compromise. a lack of Christianity. But most people, because he has a pulpit and because he has a bunch of goats sitting in the pews that go there to support him in endeavoring in promulgating more lies and heretical teachings, he remains. And I want to tell you, he remains as a judgment upon the people that put him up. Because I'm telling you, folks, when a man that calls himself a Christian gets up in front of others and says, I'm a hypocrite, he just gave license to everybody else that didn't know the difference during that particular time to go ahead and be the hypocrite as well. He said, I can't live up to what Jesus said. What did he just get done telling the world? I'm a Christian, but I can't live up to what Jesus said. No, because you're not saved by grace. If you were saved by grace, you would totally understand that grace is there to empower you to live and emulate the Christ that you are to emulate and follow, not your excuses. Because the bottom line is, this man's still in his sin. He said, I'm a hypocrite. I can't live up to what Jesus said, but if I could, I wouldn't need him. Well, then why does Scripture say that he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him? Because he's telling you that guys like this are liars. Because they don't know him, because if they did know him, they would understand that the grace in the Word of God and faith overcomes this world. It does not succumb to it. Hey, folks, even in the natural, nobody would dare follow a coach that has never been there to tell you about what it's like being at the top. And isn't it interesting how the world seeks perfection, but the American church allows imperfection as the standard? Shameful, to say the least. Shameful. How many times did King David talk about perfecting me, that which concerneth him? I want to make sure that I'm perfect in Christ. How many times does the New Testament talk about perfection over and over again? How many times does the Bible talk about holiness throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament? And wasn't it the Lord that said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord? It was the Lord that said, be ye holy as I am holy. This man is a reprobate. He's dead in his sins. And this is what a majority of what prevails throughout the American church today. What? Their excuses. To the downfall of your own society. Really what it comes down to is, who does this man love more? His sin or his Christ? It's not Christ. It's his sin. Let me go on here. He said, I'm a hypocrite. I can't live up to what Jesus said. But if I could, I wouldn't need him. No, it's because I need him. Listen carefully. No, it is because I need him that shows me that I am born of his Spirit. I have the grace in which has saved me from my sin, for his grace empowers me to do so. Am I being perfected? Yes. On a daily basis? Yes. Remember Paul said, I die daily? Yes. Remember how the Scripture continuously tells us that we wake up in his image? Yes. When we obey the Christ unto death, right, to bear the cross, we're going to understand the power of God. And we're going to understand that we are called to be witnesses of the resurrection, not a man, a reprobate, abandoned to his own sin and left in a state of sin. Not in any sense of the word. Again, it is because I need him that shows me that I'm born of his Spirit. Because I need him, it shows me that grace is in operation. Okay? Grace is his grip upon me, friends. Not my grip upon him. Let me say it again. The grace of Christ is not my grip upon him. It's his grip upon me. Let me ask you the question. What do you do? What are you led to do? What do you do in the morning? What do you do in the night? What do you think about throughout the day? What are you led to do in life? That's who you're born of. I can tell you what I'm led to do, and that's all I can tell you. Again, I don't want to talk out of school here. Then I'd be a hypocrite like the majority of what we see out there. I am led to stay in the Word of God. I am led to study and know the Word of God. I am study to be a doer of the Word of God and not a hearer only, deceiving myself. I am led to practice what I preach. I am led to bring the fire, but I must first endure the flames. That's what I'm led to do. No man in his right mind would lead himself on such a course, friends. It's only the Christ that can do it. It's His ability. That is the unmerited favor called grace, which empowers us to follow the Christ as we are being embodied and regenerated by the Holy Ghost.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guys, if you guys got any questions, please give me a call. Let's get this clear, because I want to make it as clear as I possibly can. That's why I'm going 15 directions. I'm trimming every branch that I possibly can, so everything is in scope for you, okay? I'm highlighting the fact that grace is Christ's grip upon us, not our grip upon Him. And this man has the understanding that he can take the Word of God and then make Him out to be through the hands of a carnal reprobate who's abandoned to his sin into an image just like himself. That's a big no-no. You're cursing yourself at that point. Christ is the standard. The devil is not. Okay? I want to make a couple other points here. Read John 3:6 as well. Let me say it one more time. Grace is the Lord's grip upon us, not our grip upon Him. What is the Spirit of God leading you to do? He's never going to lead you away from the cross. He's always going to lead you to the cross. Okay? And through the cross, you're going to bear fruit to the glory of Christ, John 15:8. Not to the glory of the devil, your excuses. Now listen carefully. When you look in Scripture, where it again makes the matter clear, the Bible says if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. So what is this man calling himself a Christian for, if there's no resurrection from the dead? And I'm talking about his state, okay? And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain, just like this man, and your faith is also vain. It's empty. It's worthless. Yeah, and we are found false witnesses of God because we have testified of God to the world, we're Christians, that he raised up Christ from the dead. But if he has not raised him up, if so be that the dead rise not, for if the dead rise not, then is Christ not raised? This is Paul in 1 Corinthians 15. Okay. Then he says, and if Christ be not raised, your faith, and I'm talking about the man that started out this analogy beautifully and then took it completely south in an unscriptural manner, trying to set a precedent for the devil and not to Christ. What does it say? And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You are still in your sins. That's where this man is at. He's still in his sins. Because he's highlighting his sins, his excuses. Hey, folks, my testimony, I've said this before, but I'll say it again. My testimony is not premised on how bad of a sinner I am. My testimony is premised on how great of a Savior Christ is in bearing fruit to his glory. Grace glories in his work through me in glorifying this dead man in the image and likeness of his son, Jesus Christ. That's how he's glorified, through the work of the resurrection. Not the other way around again. Let me go on here. And Jesus then telling them that they are saved by grace, giving us commands. Listen carefully, because this man said that he was a hypocrite. He said he couldn't live up to what Jesus said that he could, and he said if he could, he wouldn't even need him. Okay? Is Jesus then telling us that are saved by grace, by giving us commands that we ourselves cannot keep? Is Jesus saying that, listen, I did it, but you don't have to? Is that what he said? Not at all. But that's what this man is saying. Is Jesus then telling them that are saved by grace, giving us commands that we ourselves cannot keep? Not at all. For then it would counter Scripture, which in fact it does not do. Jesus said, he that saith, I knoweth him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Jesus, again, is the standard, not man's excuses. Grace leads to glorify Christ. It does not lead us to glorify the devil. This hypocrite continues. Listen to what he says. And so when people tell me when I can't go to church because there's too many hypocrites down there, listen to what this man of the world says. And he's representing the church of Christ. He said, too many hypocrites down there. I always say, come on down, pal. We got room for one more. Oh, my goodness. Who wants to be in the natural? Who wants to be a part of that losing team? No wonder why the world says and is trying to promote that everybody's the same. It's communism. They're on the same playing field. Everybody gets a trophy. Well, I can tell you not everybody's going to get a trophy on Judgment Day. That's why we're talking about this right now, because this is heretical error that's being taught. I mean, my goodness, dude, really, did you say that? And so when people tell me I can't go to church because there's too many hypocrites down there, I always say, come on down, pal, we got room for one more. A church overseer telling the world that I'm a hypocrite, telling the world that I'm a sinner that's saved by grace, which is true, that applies to all of us, but he doesn't highlight the fact that we're saved from our sin, not in our sin. No wonder why people look at professed Christians the way that they do today. This man has never repented of his sins. In fact, he remains dead in his sins and has deceived himself into believing that he is heaven bound. Let me say this too. He's not being played by the Holy Ghost, Christ. He's being played by the devil. Why? Because Jesus tells us in John 3:8, 1 John 3:8, Jesus was manifested to destroy the very works of the devil that this man's attempting to make excuses for. Folks, you got to hear what I'm telling you. You got to make distinction, because there's two different voices in the world. One's the world and one's the Spirit of God. Read 1 John 4:4. And there's many false prophets out there that are preaching the Antichrist. It's okay to love the world. It's okay to lust after the flesh. It's okay the pride of life. No, that's the spirit of Antichrist, and that's what this guy's promoting. He's promoting Antichrist. He's promoting, again, using the grace of God that's an occasion to use as an occasion for the flesh, when Scripture tells us just the exact opposite. Why do I do what I do? Why do I do what I do? Because when you read Jude 3, 4, listen carefully, beloved, those that are called of Christ, those that are a part of the family of God, when I gave all diligence, that means painstakingly, to write unto you of the common salvation, liberation from bondage, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares. I wasn't going to let this one creep in unawares. Who are before of old ordained of this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, carnal lusts, and denying the only Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, how many times have you seen people blame hypocrites in the church, professors in the church, for the very things that Christ himself condemned on him? How many times have you seen real Christians being blamed for things that Christ himself condemns? You see it all the time. It's like when the man falls in adultery, or the man falls for misappropriation of funds in the church, or mishandling of this or that, or whatever the case might be in the American church today. That's not Christianity, folks. That's a lack of Christianity. So don't blame Christians for what Christ himself condemned. We're not a part of that lot. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, what do you think? You're perfect. No, but again, I'm not the standard, but I can tell you this. By the grace of God, I'm being perfected. That is his desire. I'm being sanctified. And out of gratitude, I'm walking towards the mark of holiness as I keep my eyes fixed on him. And he does the work by the Holy Ghost. Titus 3:5, he renews us. He regenerates us. Remember King David said, creating me a clean heart. Hey, friends, the man that longs to be free from his sin is the man that is ready for the judgment seat of Christ. The man that's okay with sin in his life, he's not ready. He's going to be judged for his sins. Why? Because he lives and continues on in his sins. And Jesus made clear that those that do that, they're going to die in their sins, and they're going to go where sinners are supposed to go. That is hell. That is the consequence of unrepented sin before God. I'm trying to do my best to prevent that. I got one more thought. It is not Christians that do the things that Jesus condemns. It is the children of the devil that do those things. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. 1 John 5:18. Here's my final thought. Justification of faith. Friends, we're not saved by our obedience. For obedience is the result of salvation. Get them in order. We are saved by faith because faith leads us to what? Obey the Christ. And his grace empowers us to do just that. Folks, this is the last weekend. Actually, we got one more coming up. The 23rd, I believe, is next Saturday. But this is the pre-Christmas week. And I just want to let you know that take the time and go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We've got some things over there. We got some books and the such that are available. Maybe these books can do for your family members maybe what it is that you cannot. Again, I hope I was thorough enough concerning the topic of the second hour. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in a day in 23. See ya.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal
meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.